welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today is a memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, preacher, priest, and martyr. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is The Greater Rule of Conscience.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother or sister sins against you, go and tell them their fault between you and them alone. If they listen to you, you have won them over. If they do not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they refuse to listen to them, tell the church. If they refuse to listen even to the church, then treat them as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which you are to pray, it shall be granted to you by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. A wonderful and dear gay friend of mine recently was refused communion by his new pastor. Unlike the advice in today's gospel, the priest did not go to his brother and tell him his fault just between the two of them. There was no discussion or private conversation about my friend's marriage to his longtime partner or to his efforts to support the LGBT community in his parish. The priest just refused to give him the Lord's body and blood in a very public way. Now, you might say, well, my friend is breaking the church's rules about homosexual relationships. What you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. But really, there is a greater rule that must be considered, and that has to do with one's conscience. Following one's conscience means digging deep into one's very being to hear God's voice about what makes one truly authentic, what makes us lovable, what makes us able to love. Several Sundays ago, Jesus, as reported in John's Gospel, tells his followers that the work of God is that we believe in the one God sent. My friend believes, and he shows this belief by the work that he does to the LGBTQ community in his parish. God gives the true bread from heaven, and it's not up to us to decide who can receive it. Refusing to give a good person the Eucharist certainly harms that person, and my friend was deeply hurt, but it really does more harm to the church. It is hypocritical to give communion to someone who commits adultery, who believes in the death penalty, who cheats on their taxes, or who treats their workers unfairly, and yet deny someone because they're gay. This pushes more and more people away from the church and the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. This teaching by Jesus provides a challenge for many of us who love and want the church to be and want to be active in the church, but who, for one reason or another, are not accepted. Those who are divorced, members of the LGBTQ community, allies and progressives who see the church as moving too far away from Christ's teaching of acceptance and welcome. We pray for a time when all will be accepted by the church which we love. We come together to share the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith, as a way to be together, to pray together. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. At this particular Mass, several gay parish members had gathered to honor some of their dead friends and relatives. They were honoring these beloved individuals in the very best way they could by sharing the body and blood of Christ. Not only was Christ in their midst through the Eucharist, but they each were the body and blood of Christ to each other. When my friend told me about his experience, I was shocked and I was really angry. Would this priest have denied Christ communion for talking to the Samaritans, eating with tax collectors, or curing somebody on the Sabbath? I don't know. I hope not. I pray each day for my friend and for all those who are rejected by the church or denied the body and blood of Christ. God, please hear my prayers.